Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. About 200 county and town officials from across the state packed a conference center in Minocqua Wednesday to learn from experts on how to regulate metallic mining operations on a local level. New legislation signed last December by Governor Scott Walker did away with the mining moratorium on sulfide mining. Now some counties may see sulfide mining coming to their backyards as a result. The Wisconsin Towns Association and the Wisconsin Counties Association presented the seminar with speakers representing the legal profession, as well as a professor of genealogy and the city administrator from Ladysmith with firsthand knowledge of a sulfide mine. Local municipalities were given 6 months to enact their mining regulations through zoning or licensing. County Zoning Administrator Carl Jenrich outlines what officials there are gearing up to do.
You can use zoning to either allow or prohibit metallic mining, and that's what Oneida County has done. We have a standalone metallic mining ordinance, but it's in our general zoning ordinance provisions. Town of Lynn is in underneath our general zoning provisions. As part of allowing a metallic mine, we'd actually have to go through a rezoning process to rezone something to a use that would allow a metallic mine. But where we're going from here is now the county's got to take a look at the ordinance, see if they want to make changes.
There is a large sulfide deposit in the town of Lynn in Oneida County that has interested mining companies. A joint effort between Oneida County Lakes and Rivers Association and Oneida County will produce information about shorelines and lakes for property owners. OCLRA President Bob Martini says they've been working with the county to try and strengthen the shoreline protection ordinance. Recently, the board voted on the most recent update caused by state legislative changes in shoreline zoning. The state approved going with less restrictive standards and cut back on counties to make rules stronger than state rules. Martini says the new rules, from his view, will not protect lakes, so they look toward the next best option, which is work with landowners.
We think most landowners do want to do the right thing. Many of them don't know what the right thing is. They might come from an urban area where it doesn't really matter what you do on your small urban 100-foot lot, but it does matter a lot on when you're on a lakefront. So the idea is to give them as much information as possible so that if they do any kind of development or changes of their land, they can do it in a way that won't adversely affect the lake.
Martini says they asked the county to be able to work with staff to develop appropriate materials. Every person who applies for a permit would be given the information.
We think it's important to visit each construction site before, during, and after the construction. And there's all kinds of reasons for doing that, and the county committee has finally decided that that is what they're going to try to do. So we think that this educational material will fit right into that.
One fear among lakes groups and others is smaller lot sizes will lead to more runoff, damaging water quality. Martini says the lakes are an enormous resource for the north, and lower water quality will drop property values and tax revenue. The Wausau School Board has trimmed its list of candidates for the superintendent position from 3 to 2, including a North Woods candidate. The finalists include Dr. Keith Hiltz, Jr. of Ashland, and Dr. Larry Wiemet. Dr. Wiemet is the current superintendent for the Lac des Flambeaux School District. Dr. Wiemet previously served at Horace Mann Middle School in Wausau from December 1996 to June 2005. He also served 1 year as a history teacher in D.C. Everest High School. Final interviews with each candidate will take place on January 29th, with the board aiming for an early February hire. And the State Natural Resources Board this week didn't take long accepting a $1.1 million donation to construct a bike trail in Vilas County. DNR Deputy Secretary Kurt Thede outlined the donation to the board.
Manitowish Waters Bike Trail Incorporated will donate construction of a public bike trail, which would be valued at $1.15 million in the town of Manitowish Waters at Northern Highlands State Forest in Vilas County, and to be used to extend the public bike trail system known as the Heart of Vilas Trails. Request that the board accept this generous donation of construction of time and materials for the public bike trail valued at $1.15 million.
Currently, the Heart of Vilas bike trail system includes more than 40 miles of paved trails that connect St. Germain, Saner, Boulder Junction, and Manitowish Waters, and travels through the state's largest forest, the Northern Highland American Legion. The donation will connect a new bike trail segment recently constructed by the town of Mercer in Iron County to the north. The bike trail will connect to amenities at the Manitowish Waters Chamber of Commerce building. The weather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, low 25. Friday, partly sunny and windy, high near 40. Friday night, mostly cloudy and breezy with a slight chance of rain, low 26. Saturday, cloudy and windy with a high near 31. Snow showers likely in the Lake Superior Snow Belt Saturday and Saturday night. and Sunday cloudy with a high near 20. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.